Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Concentration camps in Okanagan County. This is the county commissioner, Dave Schultz, says he's convinced his county is a designated home for a concentration camp in the event of civil unrest. Schultz says he has copies of documents, and of course the feds are trying to deny this, so is the Pentagon. Funny, I have the Rocky Mountain News here about it today on Infowars.com. I have the LA Times here, Camps for Citizens, Ashcroft's Hellish Vision. I have the Newsmax story, FEMA prepares with mass camps. It's all out in the open. We're joined by Dave Schultz. Commissioner, thanks for joining us from Washington State.
You're welcome.
Tell us about your county, about yourself, and how this story arose on the local TV station.
Well, Okanagan County is the largest county in the state of Washington, and it's the ownership is more than 80% by the state and federal government. How this all came about was at the county fair, an individual came by and was talking about the concentration camp for Okanagan, and finally he concluded, Mr. Schultz, you just don't believe me, do you? And I says, no, unless you show me something in writing. And so the next day he came back and he gave me a copy. Now, whether it's a preliminary hearing or what, I'm not certain, but the copy that he gave me was the intelligence activity hearings before the Committee to Study Governmental Operations with respect to intelligence activities. And at that point in time, I did read over the material, and as to whether it, the audience needs to understand, material that is given, or we draft material, often is called a preliminary draft, and it goes to public hearing, and often a preliminary draft of any type of sort of thing is changed through public involvement. So, but that pretty well, and then this paper picked it up. We had a patriotic resolution that is being circulated throughout the United States here, and there was some discussion that the press.
You're talking about the resolution to get out from under the First Patriot Act?
Yes, there was a party there presenting that. And
now, have you seen them building a camp? Are you talking about military bases? I know that in Seattle at Sandpoint Naval Brig, they put 500 of the protesters in a, quote, FEMA camp run by the military. I have that on videotape in my film, The Takeover. This particular document, second question, is this federal or state? Can you detail that for us?
This was federal. This was before the United States Senate, the 94th Congress.
And so you were looking over this, and what exactly did this detail?
Well, now I need to clarify whether at least the cover would give it the appearance that this partial table of contents of concentration camps, whether they took action on that, like I say, preliminary, they may have discussed it, but whether they took action to form that is certainly uncertain at this time.
Well, I have video from 1986 in Congress where they bring up the camps, and the chairman tells Congressman Jack Brooks to shut up. I, sir, and I'm going to have to get your address and send it to you, have been to FEMA camps. I have videotaped troops training to take our guns. And just so you know, if you'll go to Infowars.com, my website, just today I've posted Rocky Mountain News story, L.A. Times story, and Newsmax story. And let me just read you, Commissioner, some of this. State prepares for bioterrorism. Executive orders give governor additional powers. Jim Erickson, Rocky Mountain News. State of Colorado would seize antibiotics cremate disease-ridden corpses, and under certain circumstances, dig mass graves under executive orders. And then it goes into the roundup plans, the plans to block off the highways, it's the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Here's another one, L.A. Times, Jonathan Turley, 08-1402. Camps for Citizens, Ashcroft's hellish vision. Attorney General shows himself a menace to liberty, goes into the Attorney General's arguments in federal court. Four concentration camps, L.A. Times. Here's Newsmax on the FEMA purchase order of now 9 months ago for 3 1-million man camps to be completed by January 1st. Now, 2 months and 27 days ago. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff we have here, and the globalists can use the threat of a bio-attack as their smokescreen to lock down all the cities, to forcibly inoculate the roundups. Same thing just got passed by the state of New Mexico, empowering them to do all this. Were you aware of that, Commissioner?
No, I was not. All I was aware of the page 2 of the doc, well, there's several pages here, but it just mentioned that Washington State, Okanagan County, was a site for massive concentration camps bordering Canada, and it will be capable of holding hundreds of thousands of prisoners if need be.
And most of it's federal land, so I guess unless you had a helicopter and flew over every square inch of it, you wouldn't be able to locate any of those systems. We know Sand Point is a FEMA relocation center, but do you have any other locations of areas?
No, I don't.
Well, I think it's a healthy discussion to get this news out to the people, because it is real, but it's something that's so bizarre, it's hard for even myself to believe it, but it is happening. What type of response have you gotten by the local news? I mean, by simply saying, hey, I got a document here about concentration camp plans. What response are you getting?
I'm getting a considerable amount of negative comments. There are some that are very positive. It's been a very interesting mix.
Well, all I'm telling you is, if you go to my website right now, you can prove the Federal Emergency Management Agency spokesman a liar for saying that it, quote, sounds like an urban legend. I mean, I have Senate hearings, in fact, joint congressional hearings, with them admitting FEMA and the camps in the mid-80s. I have the news articles where the FEMA has put the bids out last year to have them completed by a few months ago. And then you got the Pentagon saying they never heard of such a thing. Did you know there's actually 12 civilian inmate labor camps already in full operation since fiscal year 88? Wasn't declassified until 97?
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. I realize that many of the studies that we've had two and three decades ago, merely, for example, like the Endangered Species Act, any of these started out as a preliminary draft and then they became a plan. And if a citizen would have said 20 years ago when some of these plans were adopted, you're off the wall here.
They're going to say you got a frog on your land, so we're taking your property.
Right.
If you'd have told somebody, that'll never happen.
Right. And see, we are endangered with a number of fish here in our area, and it's affecting our water rights severely. They've taken away some of the water rights from the landowners here, and it's becoming a real problem.
Well, it's feudalism and serfdom, but don't worry, they'll have relocation centers for you when you don't have jobs. You know, try asking FEMA about, okay, do you have emergency relocation centers? And then they'll say, oh, yes, you just should have asked, and say, well, will we be searched and disarmed and shackled? Well, when you first come in, well, are the women and men and children separated? For their safety, yes. See, we have them all admitting this, but they're not camps. They're love centers, Commissioner. See, so it's all definitions.
Interesting.
Do you have access to a computer?
Not right now. I've got about five more minutes, and I need to...
No, I understand.
More meetings.
What I'm saying is, will you go visit my website today?
Yes, I need that website again.
www.infowars.com. And there's also another site, prisonplanet.com. This is what we do is expose this here. And it's posted there. You can read the articles I just mentioned, including the article you're in. And you can then go to FEMA and say, well, here's your bids for these camps last year to build them by January 1st this year, which has now been done. Would you like to explain this to me? Okay. Their smokescreen for this, Commissioner, is the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Any other? You say you're getting some negative comments. What type of comments are you getting?
Basically, what's wrong with you? We're in America here, and it's a shame that we take that attitude that nothing's ever going to happen to us. And with my concern for our county here is we now give more to fish than we do to our public health department. Our public health department is a budget that is stretched to the limits.
So, basically, you read the federal document about a plan years ago for a camp in your area. You complained about it and said, I want to know what's going on here, and the feds have lied to you. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I'd like to find out the truth there, whether the documents are showing here to me, whether they're genuine or not.
Oh, I don't know about that particular document, but I've got the Senate on video, sir. I mean, I got them, C-SPAN. I tell you what, I will have my producer call you back or go to the website and get the mailing address. Send me a letter telling me what videos you want, and I'll send them to you free of charge.
Okay.
I just say that because there's a good chance I'll forget and won't do it. But I've produced four films on this subject, Police State 2000, The Takeover, Road to Tyranny, and Masters of Terror, exposing this, and it's all detailed. So you think people are kind of in a delusional state. They don't want to hear about this. They think nothing bad could happen here. I would remind them that with asset forfeiture seizure, the police have been taking people's property without drugs even being found. Did that happen in America? It is happening.
Yes, it is.
In fact, I hear Seattle's real bad about that.
We're over on the east side in the dry part of the country. So we have that curtain between the east side and the west side.
What type of positive comments are you getting?
There's a lot of people that seem to, and these are older people that have military background and are much more familiar with the patriotic aspect to America, that they've seen some of this take place, they're back in the early days with World War II. And no doubt FEMA, we belong to FEMA, which is the Federal Emergency Management Act. If there's some type of a disaster, that there has to be some type of a plan to address the type of disasters taking place.
Well, I just want to tell you, and I have expertise on the subject, I'm not trying to brag, I've studied it in depth. FEMA is designed in continuity of government to use a mass crisis as a smokescreen for the expansion of federal powers. And that's what we're facing. Well, Commissioner Dave Schultz, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I thank you very much, and I must get to another meeting.
All right, thanks for coming on with us. Take care. All right, well, so he reads some federal documents and says, hey, are there camps? You list our county, and then the feds say, we don't know what you're talking about, and then I got all these articles where they are doing it. And I got video of them in the Senate doing it. I'm saying camps, FEMA, relocation centers, apprehend Americans, imprison them in internment camps, And there's still denials. But you call the cops up or you call the feds up and go, what's this about a new world order? Dangerous people talk about that. That's a code word for evil. Go, well, wait, the president just gave a speech about it. I've got to go. Can't talk about it. Well, wait. The UN just set a new world order and all this. They're setting up a world taxation and world court and all this. What? I don't want to talk about it. That's code words for evil. We're not even supposed to discuss what they're doing. It's double thing. It's Big Brother land. It's crazy is what it is. Who's up next, Mark? All right, Buck in North Carolina. Buck, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, about an hour after I talked to you yesterday concerning the FBI agent refusing to look at your tape, my son called from school. They had pulled him out of his class, searched him, and were searching his locker, saying that he had a